Seven Calls by Storm Dancer, read by Momotastic, a Sid Gino Hockey RPF College AU. Warning for ableist language.
I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back. I want you back.
It's fine, I'll just pull an all-nighter. On the other side of the Skype call, Sid can see Gino pull a face. It's the same face he'd pulled when they were 16, and Gino was in his exchange year in Cole Harbor, even if Gino's grown up in the last 5 years. His fond, exasperated concern is still the exact same.
Overworking yourself.
I'm pulling an all-nighter. It's not overworking. Sid looks over his computer screen to where Tanger's sitting on his bed, typing on his computer, his headphones in.
Right?
Tanger pulls out one earbud.
Pulling
an all-nighter isn't overworking.
I'm not getting involved with your fight with your boyfriend,
Tanger says loftily.
Just for that, Sid is definitely going to tell Catherine the next time Tanger does something especially stupid at one of their team nights out. But also, you really should go to sleep.
What'd he say?
Asks Gino from the screen.
Tanger tell you that you're overworking and need to get sleep?
Tanger said nothing, Sid says, glaring at Tanger to emphasize it. Tanger's headphones are back in, though, so it loses its emphasis.
And I need to finish this paper by tomorrow, so I have to pull an all-nighter.
Gino makes a face, his brow drawing together.
I hang up now, then. You work soon.
No, Sid yelps. And then can feel himself go red as Gino and Tanger both laugh at him.
I mean, no. It's not like it'll make a difference. And I want to hear about your day.
Gino smiles at him then. There's still that concern in his gaze, but no one smiles at Sid quite like Gino does. Like he sees all his neuroses and weirdness and loves him for it, not despite it. Sid likes to think that Gino doesn't smile at anyone else quite like he does at Sid. But he hasn't seen Gino in person for about 2 years, so he can't be sure about that.
Okay, Sid,
he says, gentle, like Sid's one of the animals he deals with at the clinic.
I tell you.
When they finally hang up 45 minutes later, Sid looks over his screen again at Tanger.
You know he's not my boyfriend, right? He asks.
He's been friends with Tanger for going on 4 years now, ever since basically the first day of college. Has been living with him for one since Flower left, but he still wants to check. People sometimes don't get that.
Tanger raises his eyebrows.
I know you think he's not your boyfriend,
he replies, which is honestly less chirping than Sid expected, so he lets it go. People don't get him and Gino, really. It's understandable, in a lot of ways. Sid doesn't get them either. No one would expect that Sid, whose focus on things other than hockey and school is admittedly sometimes shaky, would stay in touch with the exchange kid from his high school all through college. No one would expect a Gino, who's outgoing and laid back and easy and everything Sid isn't, would want to stay in touch with Sid. But they did. And now graduation is coming, and there's a world opening in front of Sid, and all he knows is that Gino will still be here. And maybe Sid would like to kiss him sometimes, when he's getting worked up talking about an animal that came into the clinic that day, or when he thinks about his family, or just whenever. Gino's on the other side of the world, and they're best friends, and that's enough.
My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I have. You're all I have.
I'm not worried, Sid says into his phone on his way to class, his third to last class ever, which he's fine with.
Sid,
Gino draws out the eye.
Gino, Sid retorts. I'm not.
You always worry,
Gino points out, which is probably fair, but not what Sid needs to hear 3 weeks before graduation.
You fall apart if you not worry.
Worried, Sid corrects absently. This is why they talk on the phone, so Gino doesn't lose his English.
Or if I don't worry, which isn't true, I'm fine. I know how to do exams, and then it'll work out.
Yes, it will,
Gino agrees.
You get great job, and be very rich, and support me like I used to.
Sid snorts. Who says I'll support you?
You support me,
Gino states, and Sid knows that he just doesn't like any tense but the present, but it still settles in him that Gino thinks that even now. Sid knows he's not the easiest person. He tries to be a good friend and a good mentor to the underclassmen, but he has a bad habit of leaning on his close friends too much and monopolizing them and forgetting that they need lives in return. It's not why Flower had left, he knows, but sometimes he feels like it might have been. So it's nice to hear Gino say that.
You best.
Gino! Sid's probably blushing, but he doesn't really care.
Sid!
Gino retorts.
Don't worry. Interview go great, you get job.
You can't know that.
Can.
Gino replies, all the same confidence that he'd used to brazen his way through his first months in Canada with barely any English. Sid had been in awe of it then, and he still is now. He's not a coward himself, and he knows what he's capable of. But Gino is something else.
Don't question, Sid. I always write.
What about...
Always.
Gino interrupts sternly, and Sid laughs. Fine. What about you? Is the management change at the clinic making you think of leaving? Gino's quiet for a second. Sid stops smiling and slows down so he'll have more time to talk. Gee, is everything all right?
All good,
Gino replies immediately. It doesn't sound like a lie, but Sid's better at telling when he can see Gino's face. His sometimes spotty English can cover for a lot over the phone.
Promise, just trying to figure some things out.
If you need any help,
I ask,
Gino promises. Good. Sid looks at his watch. You should get back in. Your break is over. And drink some coffee.
Yes, Sid.
Gino sighs, but Sid can hear the smile in it.
Don't worry. I not operate without caffeine. I not hurt kitten.
All these night shifts, though.
All good,
Gino repeats.
I good. Have good class. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow, Sid agrees. Text me when you get home. Gino huffs out a breath that sounds like a laugh.
What if I not? What if I marked on streets of Moscow? What'd you do from Canada, Sid?
I'd figure something out, Sid says. Like he hasn't maybe looked up a few emergency numbers in Moscow, just in case. He really does worry with all the night shift Gino takes at the emergency clinic.
I know,
Gino says, and he sounds like he does.
Night, Sid.
Night, G. Sid hangs up. For a second, he looks at his lock screen, a picture of him and Gino and the team when Gino last came to visit 2 years ago. Gino's arm is slung around Sid's shoulders, tucking him in close. Sid is smiling at the camera, but clearly a second away from breaking into laughter from something Gino's muttering. Gino's just grinning down at him like the camera isn't even there. Sid puts his phone away. He has class to get to, then an interview to prep for.
At night when the stars light up my room, I sit by myself.
Can't talk for long,
Gino warns when Sid skypes.
Very busy.
You've been busy a lot, Sid says. He's not pouting. Gino has a thriving social life in Moscow that Sid hears about all the time. He shouldn't have to put his life on hold for Sid. Gino's just been busy a lot lately, and Sid misses him. Everything okay?
Yes, very okay, I say. Studying good?
Fine, lots of it, you know.
I know.
Gino agrees, his Sid smile back on. He maybe gets a lot of Sid studying and exam crazy, because his are at different times, and Sid doesn't feel as bad dumping all of it on him instead of his friends here, who are busy on their own.
You okay? You make Tenga get you chocolate? He know you get grumpy if you not fed sugar.
I don't, Sid mutters, but given that he has a bag of mini chocolate bars sitting next to his bed right now, all he can feel is fond that Gino knows him so well. But yeah, I'm supplied.
Good. I tried to get Mama to bake you care package, but she say it not keeping mail. It's better if I just...
He cuts himself off. It's incredibly suspicious, and normally Sid would push on it, but he's tired and he doesn't want to waste his Gino time on whatever he's up to. He'll ask next time. Gino hurries on anyway, his face a little flushed.
What you call?
He asks.
It's middle of your library time.
Sid swallows, wilts his face to neutrality. I got news.
News?
Gino leans in closer, then his eyes widen and his face splits into a massive grin that takes up his entire face.
You get it, Sid? You get job?
I got it, Sid cheers, and over the screen Gino has his hands in the air, shaking them in victory. I'm going to be working for Mario Lemieux next year. I can't believe it's surreal.
I tell you, you get it,
Gino says, but he can barely even sound smug.
Sid is so great.
I know, Sid's laughing despite himself, despite the fact that he still has all his exams to go. He pushes it down enough that he can talk. That's all I wanted to say. You can go now. They just called me, though, and I had to call you right away.
Of course you call right away. I need to know first.
Gino's still beaming. God, Sid wants to kiss him.
So proud of you.
It means almost as much as hearing the job offer. Thanks, Sid says, and it doesn't feel like enough, but he knows Gino gets it.
I'm feeling like I'm famous, the talk of the town. They say I've gone mad, yeah, I've gone mad.
Hey Gino, it's Sydney. It's about 8:30 my time. I guess you're busy. It is right at the start of your shift, I guess, so I hope I'm not disturbing you. Don't worry about calling me back. I'm just about to go into my exam, and I wanted to hear your voice, I guess. You've always wished me luck before. I guess your voicemail message will have to do, even if I don't understand any of it. I'll call you once the exam is done, or you can call me back in a few hours if you have a chance. So, yeah. Bye. Sid hangs up, sets his phone down next to him on the desk. It's not like he has to talk to Gino before every exam. Exams aren't entirely like hockey. His routine isn't quite so set. It just helps to hear Gino. They had done it every exam either one of them had taken since they were 16. He sighs and opens his notebook again. He can get some last-minute reviewing done instead. Still, he grabs the phone fast when it starts to vibrate and the picture of Gino and Jeffrey shows up on the screen.
Sorry,
Gino pans out, the word already halfway out when Sid picks up.
I'm finishing something important. It got later than I thought. Is it too late?
Sid smiles and lets out a long breath. Everything is settling in him. No, it's not too late.
Good. Not one to miss. Important.
You can hear door closing on Gino's end, then what sounds like him sitting down.
Now, you ready?
Yeah. Sid thinks for a second of asking what had Gino so busy when he knew when Sid was going to call, but he has an exam to concentrate on. He'll ask later.
Sid, your phone!
Sid barely hears Phil when he calls across the room.
What about it? Your boyfriend is calling.
Gino! Sid says happily, maybe louder than he would have if he were more sober, and climbs over Horny to get off the couch and to his phone, which is on the table, after Tenga had confiscated it because he was apparently checking scores too often and not drinking enough.
Not my boyfriend,
he adds, remembering that important detail only once he's basically made it to his phone. He doesn't have time to check for Phil's reaction before he opens his phone.
Gino!
Hi, Sid. You drunk?
Very.
Sid agrees, because he doesn't lie to Gino. Isn't it early there? Why are you awake?
I need to get lots done today. Very busy next few days.
Too busy to call? Sid asks, and then flips off Tanger, who's clutched his heart dramatically.
Probably not, but want to talk to you just in case.
Gino pauses, then adds.
I'd like to talk to you first thing. Like waking up with you.
Sid is too drunk to care if his face is doing something stupid. He's finished with college, and he loves Gino, and Gino's being cute. I like waking up to your call, too, he admits. It doesn't sound like a bit admission. Gino knows that. There's not much Gino doesn't know about Sid.
Seriously?
Someone from the team says, and Sid scowls at all of them indiscriminately before wandering away into the hallway where he can talk in peace.
You at party?
Gino asks.
Should go have fun, not want to interrupt.
I'd rather talk to you.
Alcohol's always made Sid honest. You're my favorite.
You're lucky I'm not a flower, you said that.
Gino says, but he sounds weird. Choked.
He knows, Sid says cheerfully. Flower knows him almost as well as Gino does. He definitely knows that.
I wish you were here.
He knows Gino's laughing at him now and doesn't care.
You're such a... what word? Like, love lots?
Affectionate.
Yes, yes. You're such affectionate drunk, Sid. Tell everyone you love them.
Not everyone, Sid protests, even though sometimes, yeah, he gets like that. Just you, and the team. And you, really.
Okay, Sid.
Gino laughs.
Go find Tenga. Tell him I say not let you get hangover tomorrow.
I'm drinking water, Sid retorts. He's not stupid. I just miss you. I've never had as much fun at a party as I did when you were here. Gino's quiet for a long minute. Sid waits. He doesn't think he said anything wrong, but if he did, Gino will tell him.
I have fun at that party too. You're so drunk, though. Just cuddle and not let go.
You're comfortable, Sid agrees. I don't have anyone to cuddle now.
Go find Tenga,
Gino suggests. Sid thinks he's smiling his Sid smile. He can almost hear it. Tenga is Catherine. Sid sighs and leans back against the wall. Why does Russia have to be so far away?
I complain right away.
Gino laughs.
Sid.
Yeah?
You know I...
He stops, the way he does when he's rehearsing something to make sure he gets it right in English.
You know that I have fun at that party too. I like you cuddling. I cuddled back.
I know, Sid tells his phone. He wishes Gino were here.
Good.
Gino's voice is soft.
Just make sure.
Hey, it's Sydney. It's about 11:30 my time. I'm lining up to walk. Sid looks around the green. It's a sea of black robes and hats, and the other seniors on the team are clumped up nearby. Or most of them. If Tenger's actually late to his own graduation, Sid is going to kill him. And Sid will deal with that when he's finished leaving this message. It's so weird. It's over. He's going to be a college graduate. He has a job. He's going to be an adult. He's only freaking out a little bit. I thought you might call this morning, or last night, but I know you're busy. It's fine. Not in a passive-aggressive way. I know that sounded sort of passive-aggressive, but I didn't mean it. Sorry. I'm just... Shit. I'm graduating. It's weird.
Sid shakes his head, feels a tassel flop.
Anyway, I've got family stuff after this, but I'll call when I can. Taylor's probably taping. She'll send it to you. We can see if I look less like a spaz than you did. I will not.
For a second, Sid thinks that the voice came from his phone, but he's in the middle of leaving a message. It can't be. He spins. Gino's standing there, tall enough he's actually blocking the sun a little bit, grinning sheepish and pleased and proud. He's there.
Gino? Sid breathes.
Hi, Sid. Gino waves a little, which is ridiculously dorky. Nice to see.
Gino, fuck! Sid throws his arms around Gino, and Gino hugs him just as tight. He's so warm and solid, and he's put on muscle since Sid saw him last, and it's so fucking good to see him. Sid doesn't want to let go, and Gino's holding him hard enough that Sid thinks he agrees. But they have to separate for Sid to ask the question he needs to. He keeps a hand on Gino's arm, though, just in case. Also, because he looks really good in his suit.
What the hell? Why are you here?
Want to see you graduate. Know for sure you look like more of spaz.
The mischievous glint in Gino's eyes is totally different in person. Sid had forgotten that somehow.
Tenga picked me up.
Behind Gino, Tenga's cracking up, but he also makes a heart out of his fingers to Sid. Sid grins back, mouths,
thank you.
He loves Gino, but he loves his team too.
And also, I... Gino rocks back on his heels. I sort of move here. Sid freezes. What? I move to North America. To Pittsburgh. Gino shoves a hand into his hair. He's watching Sid with big, almost nervous eyes. That's why he's so busy recently. Have to figure out job. Visa. Not easy. But it's not computing. The sun is still shining, seniors are still milling about, and everything in Sid's world has turned upside down. Your family, your job, your friends, they're all in Russia. Yes, all in Russia. But you here. Slowly, Gina reaches down, slides his hand up over Sid's arms to cup his face. He tilts it up, so all Sid can see, can think, is Gino. Is finally. Gino smiling his Sid smile. Right? He asks, and it's a simple question, but Sid gets it. They always understand each other. Right, Sid agrees, and he doesn't know if he moves or Gino does, but their lips meet in the middle. Wait for me to get home.
I can do. We'll be fast.
Putting together IKEA furniture is never fast, Sid scolds. He still remembers the great IKEA debacle of sophomore year. He ducks his head so he doesn't meet the gaze of anyone else on the street and tries to walk as fast as he can without upsetting the takeout he's carrying. Wait for me, I have a system.
Of course you do.
Gino is rolling his eyes. Sid knows.
I have system too. It's called follow instructions.
I'll let you have the last dumpling if you wait. He can hear Gino considering it. Then he sighs.
Fine. You drive strong bargain.
Hard bargain, Sid corrects. This'll make it go much easier. You'll see.
Fast good.
Gino agrees.
Want bed put together soon.
Ready to sleep on a real bed again?
I'm ready to fuck you on real bed for 5 years.
Gino replies flatly, and Sid chokes.
So fast, good.
I'll be home soon.
Good.
He can almost hear Gino's smile.
I'm waiting. I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back. I want you back. My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I had. You're all I had. At night when the stars light up my room, I sit by myself talking to the moon, trying to get to you, in hopes you're on the other side, talking to me too. Or am I a fool who sits alone talking to the
know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away.
You've just finished listening to Seven Calls by Storm Dancer. If you enjoyed this story, please leave some feedback for the author on AO3. You can find them by following the link on the download page where you got this podfic from. And if you enjoyed my recording of this story, please leave me some feedback. You can find me as MomoPods on AO3, or again, by just going back to where you downloaded this from. The song used as scene breaks is Talking to the Moon by Bruno Mars. Thank you to Storm Dancer, who gave me permission to podfic the story. And now some reader free talk. Hi, this is Momo. I just love stories that utilize different forms of communication because they let me play with sound effects. And I also love best friends to lover stories. And no, I was about to say that I love long distance relationship stories, but that is blatantly untrue. The only part I like about them is the use of technology to communicate, which brings me back to being able to use sound effects. Like, I actually enjoy the long distance aspect of it when it's not a romantic relationship yet, so when they're not together yet, or not together anymore, but going to get back together. So, yeah, when it's platonic, then long distance is fun. But if it's going to be romantic in the end, I need them to be in the same room when they get together. I'm not a fan of them getting together while they're still long distance. I need to have them be together in the same geographical place when they actually become a couple. Anyway, this is just an adorable little story that I enjoyed reading very much when I read it for the first time, I think a year ago. And then I bookmarked it pretty much right away and put a note on it. This could be fun to podfic. And it was. It was a lot of fun to podfic. I love the cameos by Flower and Tanger and Phil. And I love this little moment in the fic where Sid tells Gino that he misses him. And then there's this line. Someone on the team says, seriously? It's such a great dynamic, and I can just see this, I can see these people being friends and how they interact with each other and how they give each other shit for, these little things, especially when, Sid keeps on insisting that Gino isn't his boyfriend, and then he says stuff like that to him. Yeah, I also can imagine them having a betting pool on when Sid and Gino will finally get together, or alternatively, when Sid will admit that he and Gino are together. And I also imagine that Flower is the one who won all the money. Okay, Gino's accent. I'm working on it. Actually, while I was recording this, I paused in the middle of the story to look up how to pronounce Moscow in Russian, because I figured that Gino wouldn't pronounce it Moscow even when he's speaking English. He'd say it like a Russian does in Russian, which is something like Moskva. And yes, I probably butchered that. Please don't come after me, I'm still learning. I made a similar choice for how he says Pittsburgh in the story, which I made him say Pittsburgh. I've heard him say it this way before. It's just how he said it in an interview at some point. I don't even know if he still does it, but it was an endearing little thing. And I feel like a Gino who lives in Russia and his only exposure to English comes from talking to Sid on a daily basis, or, every other day basis. So he'd still have more of these little things that he pronounces more like a Russian than someone who has been learning and speaking English frequently while being surrounded by English speakers. So yeah, I went with Pittsburgh rather than Pittsburgh. It's the same thing as when Gino, real life, Gino says Washington, because he doesn't say Washington, he says Washington.
because just that's how it's easier for him to pronounce, and that's how he pronounces it when he reads it on paper. It's Washington, not Washington. And then I came to Mario's last name, and I had to stop again to check how to pronounce Lemieux, because the 16-year-old in me that learned French wanted to go with Lemieux, but any time I read the name, I pronounce it differently in my head. Every time I hear someone say the name, it's pronounced differently. So I went and listened to some audio and completely forgot to check how Sid says it. Like, I listened to how other people say Mario's name, but I didn't listen to how Sid says Mario's name, which would have been relevant for the story, actually. I only remember to do that after I was done recording, and I decided not to go back to change it for just this one name if I had gotten it wrong. But I ended up getting lucky because I didn't get it wrong. I pronounced it correctly, and I pronounced it correctly not just for how Sid says it, but also how it's actually said, which makes sense that Sid would be the one, like real-life Sidney Crosby, would know how to say Mario's last name, given that they've known each other for over a decade and that Sid has been living with Mario for a couple of years. So, just for the record, it's Lemieux. And I think I will stop here, because those were the most interesting bits about this recording, and I'm done talking about them now. Thank you so much for listening all the way through to the end, and I hope to talk to you again sometime. Bye!